It's the law. What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loft. On today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature, we have the one and the only Insane D in the building.
Yeah. What's good, my people? What's good out there?
Let's get ready. Good morning, everybody. Happy Black History Month to you all. Welcome to The Loft. Sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy this show. Let's get it. Let's go.
let's go. Stretch it out like elastic. Zip that up in plastic. Have your folks picking caskets too drastic. Our tactics is homegrown in the ghetto. So feel the wrath of this sister. It's like you're fighting 10. Forget the baby boys. It's the biggest Mamma Mia. The unladylike diva. Lyric old man either. Believe her or steer. And get that embarrassed. If you're a decision maker, guaranteed you'll get carried away. So stay in your place when you hear mama speaking. Spray clear the way when you see the tank creeping.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature, ladies and gentlemen. Our superstar independent artist of the day. Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me up. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature. We have Insane D in the building. What's going on? Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right. Yes. Welcome to the Loft. We are so glad to have you here, man. Tell everybody who Insane D is, man.
Well, Insane D, before I got to Insane D, I got to take it to the backstory because I was two names before Insane D came out. I was Dre Dogg at first, then I switched to Illegal. See, those two resonant really with what I'm about work, so I just came up with Insane D later on. It's like it just fits everything that I've been trying to do. So
Okay.
D comes from, I put it, Insane came from like the many thoughts in my head. It's so crazy. It feel like sometimes I'm fairly really blow with insanely stuff. So
yeah.
That's where Insane D came from. So it's pretty much wild man, the wild crazy man. So, you know.
gotcha.
Everybody know me, they know me.
Okay. That's what's up, man. All right. So Insane D, tell everybody, you as an independent artist, how long have you been doing it and what's your story? How's your journey been?
I've been doing it for 20 plus years. So I would say about 22, 23 to be exact. It's been a long journey. And within that journey, I was able to complete like 33 projects for my team and also for myself. Myself, I probably have like 17 solos, I believe.
Wow.
And
what's up?
For the team, I took care of the rest of them as far as I'm saying, as in covers, music videos, put them in movies.
Oh, wow.
And I just made sure all around that they was well taken care of. And
that's what's up,
me
man.
Being an artist myself, it it was a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot, but that's great, man. You have a good heart. That's real good. You're looking out for the people around you that are doing the same thing that you're doing. That's amazing. You have a great team, and the team is behind you and got your back for so long. That's a long time to be doing it, man. Tell me about, what was the hardest part about doing it?
Timing. Definitely timing, trying to get everything out at a certain amount of time for everyone. Timing and putting everything together as far as like what everybody needs to have for the project to come out. That's like, because I'm the only one behind the board, so I have to put the covers together. I got to put the track listing together. I have to get to the point. Well, but this was before the digital world came, and get them out there so we can get out there to sell them. We had to do it with a truck in the car. So
that's right. Type
of days, instead of, you know, how it is now. But so I say for the most difficult part with this time, and that, you know, timing with everything. Like,
okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So we're going to get into your first song. Introduce, tell us a little bit about your first song called Conscious Freak.
Oh, Conscious Freak is for your queen. Definitely have a knowledge of self, love self, have that knowledge. She can freak you mentally, you know.
Wow, that's deep.
It's don't definitely got to be nothing sexually. She can just freak you mentally with her knowledge. You understand who she is. She understands that she's the mother of earth. It's like no creation comes without a woman, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's deep. That's real, man.
Yeah. It's hard to be that conscious freak, make love to me mentally, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I like that. Sounds like a plan. So, y'all, we're going to get on into it. We got Conscious Freak featuring SP by Insane D. Here we go.
Classic one, smoother than paper. Where the conscious freaks at? Hey, yo, SP, let them know.
I'm looking for my conscious freak.
I'm looking,
baby, come and drop the knowledge on me.
I'm
looking for that conscious freak.
I'm looking,
baby, come and drop the knowledge on me.
Where my Nubian goddess, with a mind that's positive, with a head that lets the sparks in. Notice that the first sign of talking, I'd never leave aside through hard times. Yes, that's my baby saying, that's my sunshine. Speaks intellectual meaning at all times. She's love, connection, and wisdom through mine. At sight, she dressed like the business type. We got each other through the life fight. She's my guaranteed queen, my nightlight. We protect each other to end life. That's my rock, that's meaning a shining jewel. Definitely she's no social media fool. I feel so good, my Nubian queen. Me, her presence make my body scream. Yeah,
I'm looking for my conscious freak.
I'm looking,
baby, come and drop the knowledge on me.
I'm
looking for that conscious freak.
I'm looking,
baby, come and drop the knowledge on me. Oh yeah.
That's the melanin magic. Us not dressed, what's happened? Like a knowledge, just bring the bed sheets. We give us the universe, no intervene. She's my everyday queen, no drama scene. We make that love spring pop at all means. Not a TV follower, she's all natural. Intuit nature, she's so sexual. Understanding her beauty, love ingenuity. She's a master chef, cooks all healthy. Ride for each other, that's all energy. She earns that 1-4-3, tell them S. She's your all-star that shines bright. She got that glow like them big city lights. No negativity comes upon her. That freaky side will always be her. Just saying.
I'm looking for my conscious freak.
I'm looking,
baby, come and drop the knowledge on me.
I'm
looking for that conscious freak.
I'm looking,
baby, come and drop the knowledge on me. Oh yeah.
She's the mother of earth, more like the history of our turf. Sad like she seeks no enemies. That only enemy ends into me. We are too deep as a dive frequency. Every day make love in shape mentally. We both get off, yes, so lovely. We impress us, outsiders can't make we. We aim for our own business, our money. Invest in stocks, rebuild this economy. Black Wall Street, we trying to rebuild. For our future children so they can relive. Third eye open equals new field. This agriculture is a big deal. We just figured that our team's the smartest. Now tell me, where's my Nubian goddess? Yeah. Where she at? Where she at? Come on. Where she at? Where she at? Let's go.
Wow, Conscious Freak. I like that. I feel that, man. I feel that. That's real. It's more about I like how you said knowing who she is and to be able to mentally take care of you as well as physically. That's some power there. That's some power. I feel that. And I think that's good. That's real good to be able to love somebody whole.
Yeah.
The whole from the top to the bottom. And I feel you on that.
No, definitely no degrading of themselves like the social media world like to do nowadays.
That's right.
It's sad out there. It is very sad.
It is terrible. But that's why if you got to find out who you are within yourself and stay strong and stay true and stick to that, and you're good to go from there, man, regardless of whatever else or anybody else got to say. Because if I'm 100% content with me, hey, everything else is going to flow. You know, everything
there
else
you
is
going
to flow.
There you go.
Everything else is going to flow. It's going to flow, man. It's going to flow. But, you know, you got a featured artist, SP. Shout out to you. Shout out to SP, man.
Yes, my boy from Virginia, Stephen Park.
Okay.
His vocals is like so 90s. He got that smooth flow. Like, yes. When I worked into the studio with my dude, I'm like, yo, I got to have you up here, bro. It's like your vocals just makes it stand out. Like,
yeah, he's got
makes it pop, you know?
I couldn't
sing myself, so I broke the hook. So I'm like, sing it for me, brother, please.
You got a good one, though, because he's singing that. And like you said, he does got he got that old school tone that pierces your soul, man.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Yeah, but that's what's up. So you have video out for, for Conscious Freak?
No video. Matter of fact, for that one, I haven't even put the album. That's the only one I haven't put the album out. It was No City Push.
Okay.
So you're the first to get the first single off that. Like,
yeah, you heard it here first, y'all. Y'all hear it here first.
Video may be in the works.
There we go.
Video may be in the works, but when that video be in the works, also the album come and drop at the same time. So
that's what's up. Let's talk a little bit about that, you know, because a lot of independent artists, they just put out their songs. To you, how impactful is it to have videos with your song? How big of a part does that play?
And videos definitely brings out what your song is about. It just makes the song pop even more. Like, mm-hmm. If I could present this Conscious Freak as a video, I'm going to make sure that lady that's in the video is going to present everything that I say, so it make the song just even stronger, just buff it up just a tad bit, enhance it. A lot of people like to quickly put snappy videos and just throw stuff up there, man, but I like time and persistence. Like, everything's got to come in a mannerly fashion of
that's right
how you want this video to come, because that's nowadays, you see, that's pretty much that's what it is. Everybody's going to videos, and videos is like the thing now. So
yeah, see, that's amazing to me. And you know how they say history repeats itself. Back in my day, you know, all we had videos every time you turn around. We had a channel that was just like specifically for videos, so that was kind of like our go-to, and people actually won awards for the best videos, you know. That's sort of kind of a category that had fell off for a long time, you know, and now, like you said, it is popping back up and being into the limelight of with artists, you know, because it's your way of painting the picture. Some people can get it verbally, but some people can get it visual, you know, but the message is still the same, which is awesome. And that's great, man. That's great. Good track, though, Conscious Freak, for real. So let's talk about the next one. Do You Love Me, featuring your man SP again?
Yeah, I had to put him on this one. This is out. Now, this album is out, still processing. This is out. You can find it on any digital platform. So same reason I put him up there. He sets the tone.
Yeah.
And, anytime I'm in the studio with this guy, I definitely find a track where I can get him to just, I can't sing it myself, so I write it, let my man do the job. And pretty much with the song is self-explanatory, because if you don't love you, how can you love anyone else?
Wow, that's real.
So that's what this pretty much asks, is like, do you love you?
Wow, let's get into it, y'all. Let's hit this one. Here we go. We got Do You Love You by Insane D.
Do you love you? love you? Do you love you?
Yourself this question, do you love what you see? Aware of the skies consciously, so please think wisely. Loving the same sex, having sex, alters the mind and body. Don't look so confused, but really you're some bad news. God is made of what you choose. Listen to my journal. You trying to force love through computers. This ain't 85, this ain't alive. Wonder why love won't survive. Hate self rates up. You trying to validate your point. That's a shake up. You baddest women with all this makeup. I just touched a nerve. I just missed some love. And for yourself it was materialistic. Love is really suspicious. Love is just a word like family, only used in certain conditions. Whoa, let me tell you a story about love. Love creates a bond. Bond creates the conscious, which makes a physical form. See, bond creates the pod birth. Much love after death. Love comes with good health. Love is power within the breath. Love is power within yourself. Breathe. See, love equals unity. Step one, ain't community. See, loyalty. If you believe in you, ask yourself, do you love you? In the mirror, look in the mirror right now.
Oh, wow. Do you love you? I need everybody to sit back and think for a second and ask themselves that question. Like, do you really love yourself? Like, first and foremost, like you said, I agree with it. I'm a firm believer in that. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect somebody else to love you? And especially right. Love the way you need to be loved. Man, that's an awesome track right there. My man's is singing that thing, too.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, he's singing like, that
put the frosting on the cake. You
that's
know?
Right.
Absolutely.
That's a perfect combination of real talk. I like the vibe, the flow of the song. You know, what was there any type of inspiration, something that inspired you to write that? Do you love you?
To be honest, social media.
Mm-hmm.
Social media kind of like, sometimes you look at the timeline and like, people seem like they just don't love themselves anymore.
Wow.
Somebody like pretty much post so much negative things and have that outlook on themselves. I'm like, man, come on.
Yeah.
If you love yourself, a lot of this stuff would not even have to be posted, or you have to degrade yourself to get people to go,
wow.
You know, make you try to go viral or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Like, if you love you, nothing can stop that. You know,
that's
what
right.
God gives it. That's God giving. You know?
That's right.
Love yourself first. Love yourself.
That's real. And I like that. That is real. That is the truth. You know, social media has its plus and it has its negative. Mm-hmm. And so much more of a negative can people can hide behind that.
Yeah, behind them.
They can hide behind
telephone.
Yeah, and not really telling their
tablet.
True story.
Yeah.
Not really telling their story. It's kind of almost like a censor, you know, a censor to a person because, you know, I don't have to say it. It's, I can live in this fantasy world, you know, but in reality, it's something totally different. But that's real. That's real. That's real, man. So what you got going on now, man? You got anything you're working on now? Any big projects that's coming up?
Right now, I'm working on my after a long journey, working on my last solo project, 311.
Okay.
Which 311 is my birthday, so.
Oh, okay. That's
last what's project up. Is an EP, and I definitely will have my boy FD on one of those sets again.
I know that's right. That's what's up,
and
man. That's what's up.
Also, I may be working on a reboot to my first movie, The Last Strike, which we probably have it remastered, and we'll rework some scenes and rework some things, trying to get this on the network, mm-hmm. Netflix, and et cetera. And
wow.
Trying to make it go on bigger platforms.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. Yeah. That's what's up. So you say you do the movies, man. How many movies you got?
Got three.
Three. Is there any way, anywhere that can they see them?
At this moment, I don't have none of those on, because they were way back in the days.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that was way back in the days. I got to get them formatted so I can't get them all to.
That's what's up, but that's giving us something to look forward to.
If I'm going to put them out, I'll make sure when they hit the platform, they're going to hit where everybody can, you know, get to them.
That's what's up, man. So we're looking forward to that. Totally looking forward to that.
Yeah, movies are a little tough, man. I give anybody, because most of the movies I'm writing myself, and I see why they got a team of people.
Yeah.
it gets a little tough, but definitely if you work with people that's good with improv,
mm-hmm.
and usually I work with all my friends when we doing these things, so we kind of pretty much know how to improv very well. So
that's good.
You know, we get to a scene, I'm like, just imagine this scene go like snap, let's go. And when we get to the editing, then we'll cut out what we need to cut. First movies was just I wrote the scenes, and then we did a lot of improv. Second one, pretty much the same one. And the third one, that's the only one I wrote, was called Wrong Thought, and I wrote a whole script, like,
wow.
Like lines and everything.
That's what's up, man.
I give salute to all those people that do it. That's a tough, but I like challenging myself.
Okay, that's real.
Like, if I can't challenge myself to go even higher, then it ain't no worth even trying, you know? So yeah. I challenge myself every day. Every day it's like a challenge. I got to challenge myself more and more to get to that point where I need to be.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. You know, that's actually a real good thing, because you don't want to get stuck and stay stagnant where you at. Always keep elevating higher and higher and higher and higher. As high as you can go, you know. And the one thing that I get about you, and I love about you from just for your conversation, is you elevate and you educate your people as well, because you got a good team around you, people around you that are sticking with you, and they're sticking around with you for a reason, man. And that's real big. And you've been doing this over 20 years. That's a long
people.
Time, man.
Crazy thing is the same people for 20 plus years.
See, that's what I'm saying. That speaks volumes on you, man. Big up to you. Real talk. Big up to you for that. You should be proud of yourself for that, real talk. And I know they are proud of you, know, and that's why they continue to support you. They support your vision. They support your gift. That's big, man. Shout out to you for that. Congratulations on you. To you for that, because I got friends, people that I've known, I don't even know them no more like that. You don't kick it with them like that, you know what I'm saying? But everybody can't go with you where you're going. But that's a blessing for you that they are still there, man. That's big. That's real big. I commend you for that, for real. I really, truly do. That is a positive plus right there.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're gonna have your little, you know, you're going through your little ups and downs. I mean, they wouldn't be friends if you don't go through your ups and downs.
That's right.
But good communication. Look, hey, we messed up. We talk it out. Mm-hmm. We laugh it out. We continue on and go through and keep striving down through this journey.
Yeah.
Usually helps out in any case, though. So that's how I'm able to keep everybody around as much as possible. I like building relationships with anybody I'm around. Nobody that knows me will probably give you no bad information about me.
I agree. And I know that for a fact. I can attest to that. I can attest to that for real. And that's real talk. And that's good, man. That's the character of the person that you are. That's real good. That's awesome. So you got this last track we got to hear from you called No City Push. What's the concept behind that one, man?
No City Push. Pretty much the hook basically tells it all, but I've done a lot of things like just without the city being there, like a lot of shows, a lot of other things that goes on. I you know, help my team out without any city. It's just something I guess people feel if they're from the same city, they look at you like we're from the same place, so they don't look at you no higher or nothing different.
Gotcha.
But what this No City Push did is I'm giving myself flowers for everything that I've done. So even if I didn't have the city behind me, me. I don't stop.
Ah, that's what's up. You kept going, and forward. You still keep it going. That's real, man.
Still keep pushing. Push there the celery down to the max. That's what I can do.
I know that's right. Well, let's get on in it, man. Here we go. No City Push by Insane D, baby.
Abolishing low budget errors that without colleges. No lies, it's more talking, less doing. What the city provides, more chances are landing, more chances are granted. But your ego will overpower you, so you won't be standing. I can't understand it, so that's not for me. Nope. Yes, I produced 27 MDR CDs, 3 movies on me, all covers on me. Like Chip said, ain't no stopping me. I'm ashing back, yeah, bringing it back to the back. Who helped me to get that? I tell you who it was, star role is me. Who couldn't guess that? No city push, no city push. I did this all on my own with no city push. No city push, no city push. I rock shows on my own with no city push. No city push, no city push. I made my label stand out with no city push. No city push, no city push. I promoted my team with no city push. I can't brag about nothing, still on a mission. How can I look at you and I'm still not in competition? Hold up, you on social media, the city love you, right? Tag for tag, chef for chef, they still love you, right? It's a numbers game, but you're not signed, right? Out of mind, out of sight, and we still put up a fight. My biggest supporters comes from out of town, but my city will blurry vision unless it benefits them now. It's only a couple real, means like business minded. It's only a couple real, but still absent minded. Now think, so who owns what and doing what? I'll wait. Now sink. Let's go. No city push, no city push. I did this all on my own with no city push. No city push, no city push. I rock shows on my own with no city push. No city push, no city push. I made my label stand out with no city push. No city push, no city push. I promoted my team with no city push. This the city in which most claiming to have embossed. Do you know the author of your stories that you spit as far as quantity over quality? What lost y'all? It ain't no millionaires, but you say that you really ball. What's with that concept? Working on my biceps with the words, let them digest as it manifest. You don't break a sweat. Are you still trying to prove something you ain't? Like how much money that you have in the bank? Let's calculate. Artists, no name, no paper, plus no ambition, no vision. So track, no video, no fans, no investors. Same support for me. What can I say? Hey, check your royalty. Equals zero equity.
That's what's up. No city push. I get that. I love how you gave yourself your flowers, you know, regardless of what. If I don't have anybody else, I got me. So we good. And that's all I need pretty much to an extent. We good. I love that, man. That's real. And for you to have been doing it for so long, man, talk about it a little bit. You know, was there anything that really, what inspired you to write that outside of, I know you said it, you know, what really internally inspired you to write that, to put that one out?
Pretty much, just looking at, I just wanted the city not to just look at you just because you're an artist from the city. Like, you got, people got to remember that your favorite artist was once a local artist as well.
Amen.
A lot of people miss that concept of that.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm like, no city push is like, no, even if the city can't push things, but just because they see somebody doing a lot of work, you as an individual should be able to push yourself to the max. And don't let anyone stop that feel that you got in your soul. Yeah. God is a given talent that he gives you the music to even get your message out there. And that's what I use to get it pushing. Like,
that's real,
so even,
man.
So even if the city, if a lot of people from the city ain't there, I know my friends, family, and everyone else is there. So.
That's real. That's what's up, man. That's the real. And I agree with you on that because, you know, that's one of the hardest parts, I believe, is being an independent artist or being an artist or being a comedian or being a DJ. Anything that you're starting now, you know, it's kind of hard. It takes people a while to actually, certain people a while to actually be there for you. They got to see what you're going to be about or see how other people react to you versus actually seeing you for yourself first.
Popularity contest.
Absolutely. That's true. That is so true. That's what people, you know, everybody to, like I said, establish that self-foundation, like within, like, because once you get that down locked and packed, everything else is going to repel off you because it can't stop you. You can't interfere with you. You don't even receive it in. And that's the best part. That's the best part, you know.
No, that's right.
That's the best part. But I'm so proud of you, man. You've been doing it for a minute, man. I love that. I love that. Keep on your grind. We're looking forward to these movies. We're looking forward to, you said 311, your new one coming up. It's called
Solo Project.
311. We look forward to that. All right, you're going to take us out of here. First of all, I want you to, if you could give any type of inspirational word or advice to anybody, give that and then give your handles. Let us know how they can get up with you and find your music and everything. Take us out, man. Go ahead.
All right. If y'all want to find me, you can definitely find me on Instagram at Instagram/InsaneOmatic. 1323. Facebook, you can find me /InsaneD 2010. YouTube, you just type in InsaneD, pretty much it'll pop up. For those platforms.
You got, and your music is on, your music
now,
is on.
Now, for the music wise, mm-hmm. like any streaming platform, yep. you can find me.
That's
what,
find it there. It's InsaneD, y'all. Go look him up, check him out. Yeah. So it's just some inspirational words, man. You've been doing this for a long time.
I would tell y'all artists out there, and just don't let nobody bring you down, try to degrade you, don't make you feel bad because they not doing it themselves. It's a tough road. It's definitely a roller coaster. But on that roller coaster, you got to manage your way through it. You know, so people always try to put you down and put you like big, whatever the case may be. But if you know within yourself that how strong you feel about whatever you put out, that's the energy you go ahead with. And that's the energy that you keep pushing out the city. The universe works in mysterious ways. You never know who it will reach, who it will come across. So you just keep moving and striving to go forward.
Wow, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you, man, so much. Thank you so much for coming on The Loft and being our feature independent artist of the day, man. I love you, man. Insane D, y'all go out there and follow my brother, man.
One more thing. For your artists, make sure definitely get your BMIs, get your songs registered, make sure you get everything that you need to do as far as music wise so you can make profit for any time you perform that song, any radio spins, whatever. Make sure you get your BMIs or ASCAP, whatever the case may be. So get all that in correct order, because nowadays music costs. It's a business. Everybody's got to stop looking at it just because it's bars or whatever. It's a business. Anything that you need to do, it's going to come with money. So it's definitely all about how much you're willing to put into your investment.
Yes.
Investment is beautiful. Like, I'm investing so much money within myself, everything has become pretty much a profit now.
Yeah, wow. See, hey, you sold in a good seed, in good ground, which is yourself. And I think that is amazing. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, once again, Insane D, we thank you so much, man. I love you. I want you to keep doing what you're doing. And we look forward to your upcoming project and your movies and your videos and 311. Y'all go check him out. Hook him up. Thank you so much, bro. I love you.
I love you too, fam.
All right, man. Y'all stay tuned for a little bit. We got some more inspirational words and music for you. Soul.
Search it. Gain it. Then ask yourself, do you love you? Look in the mirror.
right now.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Growing raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today. In these last days until the way to be. Paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cash, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the illa path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all
story, how the thugs live and worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for papes. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight. Trying to get laced, flip the A's, stack and safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cocked hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich. Still nobody want a brother having If I ruled the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the Q45 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or beef felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the?
If I ruled the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love 'em, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be if you could be mine?
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
if I rule,
if I rule, I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Like diamonds and pearls.
If I rule,
if I rule the world, if I rule the world,
imagine that.
If I rule the world,
still living for today in these last days and times.
If I rule the world,
if I rule,
if I rule, I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
If I rule the world,
I love them, baby.
Hi, kids, how you doing? Hey, kids, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey, Millie, what's happening, everybody? What's the word on the playground today?
Out of mouths on
Hi, Coco.
Huh?
Yes.
Hi, Coco.
Oh, she knows.
What's the song?
Hot chocolate, hot chocolate. Yummy, yummy, hot chocolate.
Did you learn anything about Black history?
Yeah, I have a dream.
What Martin Luther King say?
I have a dream. Hi. Be nice. Be school kids. Look at that hair, guys. What's next?
On a hot day in August 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered a speech that would define the civil rights movement and his legacy. This, of course, was his I Have a Dream speech, delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
The March on Washington served as a massive push for economic and political justice for African Americans. Held during the year celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, crowds marched on the National Mall to watch a variety of musical performances and speeches. Dr. King, a Baptist preacher and prominent civil rights leader, was scheduled to speak towards the end of the day, his debut on the national stage. Up until that point, King mostly addressed small crowds at Black churches, rallies, or fundraisers. This time, he would be seen by nearly 250,000 people on the ground, as well as millions at home watching on television. This was an opportunity to reach a wide audience and persuade the public and the government to take action against racial injustice. The night before, King worked with a close group of advisors to get the speech just right. They worked through the night, settling on a final draft in the pre-dawn hours of August 28. Interestingly, the phrase, "I have a dream," a phrase he used in earlier speeches, was nowhere to be found in this copy. The words wouldn't manifest until almost halfway into Dr. King's speech, when gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, who had performed earlier in the day, called out to him from the sidelines to tell them about the dream. King set his prepared remarks aside and improvised the rest, crafting a soaring speech that would sear into the minds of millions of Americans.
No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
The speech was divided into two parts. The first listed the injustices that African Americans faced: segregation, police brutality, disenfranchisement and discrimination, and urged a call to nonviolent action. The second launched into King's dream of peace and racial harmony, a vision of a future in which people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I have a dream.
Highlighting King's skills as a preacher, I Have a Dream was part sermon and part poetry, using rhetorical devices like repetition, rhyme, and vivid metaphor to drive his points home. It was peppered with historic, biblical, and literary references that moved the crowd. This message of struggle and hope became the defining moment not only of King's career, but also the civil rights movement. Both the speech and the March on Washington were credited with helping secure the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a landmark piece of legislation that ended segregation and banned discrimination on the basis of race or sex in the workplace.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last!
The speech also resonated with activists around the globe. I Have a Dream, the phrase that wasn't even meant to be in his final draft, appeared in political actions all around the world. It's considered one of the world's most transformative and influential speeches, alongside others like Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and Winston Churchill's Blood, Toil, Tears, and Sweat. I Have a Dream is only one of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s many achievements, but it's nonetheless one of the most pivotal.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. Today I want to talk to you about making that step. Stop focusing on what could go wrong when you should be concentrating on what could go right. That major step that you wanted to make, go ahead and make it. Don't worry about what could go wrong. Think about all the possibilities of things that could go right that you could be missing out on. That book you want to write, don't worry about what could go wrong with it. Think about how many people you'll touch, how many lives you'll touch by writing that book. That new job you want to apply for, go ahead and take that step. Don't worry about what could go wrong. Just think about all the things that could actually go right. Take that step, guys.
Wow, yes, thank you so much, Angie. Thank you, Insane D. You know what? Dr. Martin Luther King said he had a dream, you know, and if he didn't take the step, the multiple steps that he had to take to fight for us, you know, history, that's his story. What's your story? Make it a great one. I love you.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. 'Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear you say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, 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 I put my lighter in the air for you.
All right.
I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through.
All right.
Truth is you're beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for
put
us.
Your in the air.
Everybody singing together, sing a new song.
All right.
Put your lighter in the air for love.